Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Welcome to this episode of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. We'll be sharing this episode on the week of International Women's Day, and we thought, who better to invite to chat to us on this week than Ronnie Edwards-Wilson. Welcome, Ronnie.
I'm doing a little shy because I keep forgetting.
Blushing. I know, right? I had to really focus on getting your adding the extra part on of your name. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much for being here with us.
That's okay. Anything for you, lady?
Well, it's a really special week. Well, I guess for us as women, International Women's Day is not just about a day, but it's really great to have some time to chat with you because I couldn't think of a more inspirational woman that I wanted to invite to come and maybe just share a little bit of wisdom with us, share what's going on for you. Pomodzi is such an inspiring and creative community. For those that don't know, how would you describe your mission?
So our mission, in short, there's a long version, is to create spaces where we can celebrate inspirational stories, full stop.
Amazing.
And we do that in different ways. The main thing is the award event, Inspirational Women in Portsmouth Awards.
Yep.
But I adore storytelling opportunities in the most basic forms. So throughout the year, in lieu of the award event, because I needed to rest, we're doing lots of different little versions of storytelling nights for young people, for older people, for anyone, really.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? And I've always loved about what you do is that you really help women to feel seen. Yeah. And I think in telling those stories and kind of like when women gather and you create those safe spaces for storytelling, it can be so powerful.
Because we don't have a lot of safe spaces in hyphens at the moment. We are all, I'm listening to a podcast and I'm trying not to spiral about the role of social media in our lives at the moment. Oh my goody aunt.
Yeah, it's tough.
Meta's got a lot to answer for. So yeah, anything that can be done in our current culture that creates a space where we are interfacing, right? You know?
And that genuine connection that comes with sitting side by side.
Right.
Yeah.
And have a cross of generations in that space, because I feel really strongly about that. We lose so much because we don't listen to our young and we don't listen to our elders. So any kind of space that we can create that and where we are not looking at ourselves but at someone else for what they are doing, that's inspirational. I'm all, sign me up.
It's amazing. And I know the awards are such a big part of what you do, and you mentioned there that you're having a break this year. How has that felt, and what are some of the reasons behind taking a year out?
Yeah, so we ran nonstop in fifth gear for 7 consecutive years, which was an absolute joy to just kind of kept on growing. So the first event had like maybe just under 200 people, including performers. And by the last event, the 7th year, we had over 120 performers and about 400 guests.
Wow.
All coming together, which was such a privilege. But behind the scenes, because we are all volunteers and we all do it, I feel really strongly that something like that is even more powerful when you do it with open hands and you do it because you feel passionate about it.
Sure.
I was just exhausted. So we just needed to take a fallow year. Yes. Stop, rest, and also give other opportunities to the city to celebrate the 100 years.
Sure.
So there's loads of things going on, loads of amazing things going on that have inspirational behind it that we're getting behind.
Yes, of course.
And I just thought it's really important to listen to me and what I needed physically, but also to just rest.
Yeah.
Let the land kind of grow back again.
Yeah, and that's such a beautiful way to look at it, because when you think of that kind of fallow year, that's when the soil can kind of, you know, start to get the nutrients back in.
For sure.
New ideas can grow. Sure. And what's happened in this gap? What kind of reflections have come?
So I say rest.
Okay, I was going to say rest and Ronnie do not go in the same sentence.
So, I mean, there was a lot of pushback, right, to begin with, just to say this bit, because I think this is really important to just convey, in that I had as many people telling me it was a mistake to take a year out for those relationships we were building with our sponsors. If you disappear, they'll disappear. So that was kind of counter our current culture.
Yeah.
Needing to constantly keep going, and that was quite frightening.
Yeah, it's more frightening to stop sometimes than it is to, you know, you might be on your knees, but people just think that's stopping is the more risky thing,
right? Because why would you stop something so successful that's been a sellout of a year? Why would you put such a hard pause on it? But I just really felt in my spirit that I needed that step away and rest. So in place of it,
yes,
turns out I can't sit still very well. I then had these things get birthed out of conversation, out of seeing something that needs to be said. And I had somebody, just as I was starting to go in my resting space after the award event last year, there's a very, I respect this person a lot, person of colour in the city who runs a business, came marching up to me and said, "What are you doing for the people of colour in the community?" And I was like, I go to the shops a lot. Is that enough? And he was like, "What you do for women, you need to start doing for the people." So what are you doing about Black History Month? And I was like, well, I was going to go to a show in London, which I was going to do.
That was a big seed of a question, right?
Yes, because there's so many places and spaces that need to be seen and celebrated in the city. And I just felt like, as a person of colour, that I wanted to also come against the wider narrative that was going on at the time. About people of colour. And
It was a really important time for you to create something to reflect and to celebrate.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we put together a Black History Month event a couple of weeks before I got married.
Wow, okay.
He's just forgiven
That's
me for
like
that.
textbook Ronnie behaviour here, a wedding and an event.
And it was such a joy. And we made sure that the heart of it was to have this Black History Month event that was a celebration, right?
Yes.
And also an opportunity to have a symposium that explored how we can continue to celebrate Black culture in the city and not talk about all the things.
The start of a conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that should be the animating energy behind what we do.
Like, yes.
How can we keep creating spaces that are about celebrating, focusing, fixing our eyes on the things that grow us, feed us.
Yeah, and that connects us. And I love that in order to, you know, you've had this year out and you've come out with these new ideas, but you needed the space in order for those things to happen.
Sure.
And how important was that?
Yeah. Put down so you can pick up. And also really grateful that behind the scenes, quietly, there's this incredible tribe of people that are just kind of looked me dead in the eye and were like, "Believe in you." I saw how you nearly fell over again from exhaustion. I'm here to fill this gap. So
Great.
There's been these amazing people that are coming to gap fill and hold me to account.
Yes.
Because I think my default posture is to work myself to the bone to prove myself.
Well, asking for help isn't easy.
Oh, no, we're not very good at
no,
that.
No, it's not easy. I'm the same. Mm. I would rather carry it all.
For sure.
Than sometimes ask for help. But I think it's such a big strength, isn't it, to put your hand up. And
for
also,
sure.
I think people generally want to help. Mm. So if you don't ask for help, it doesn't give people the opportunity to do
and
that.
And it's doing them a disservice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You're not giving them
I
the opportunity.
Got it.
I know. I'm with you, and I'm so glad to hear that because it only makes everyone stronger, I think. I wonder. Obviously, lots of lovely businesses listen to this podcast, and is there any way? I'm hoping the awards are going to be back next year.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
15th of March, Guildhall.
Great. Perfect. So we've got the date. Put that in your diaries. And if there are any businesses, business people, business women that are listening that would like to get involved, like how can they show their support? What
Thank
do you,
you
need?
Yeah. So we are just putting together our sponsorship package for the next award event, which is 15th of March, 2027. And we are hoping to continue the model of making it as subsidised as possible to make it as accessible as possible.
Sure.
I am drama queen extraordinaire when I put on events, Charla. So we subsidise the event, but make sure there's like this wide, rich range of creative performances behind it.
Yeah.
And also three-course meal, all the works. So the sponsors help make that happen.
Yeah.
We are looking to have a positive... Sorry. Becky's just come
Becky's
to the window.
Becky's making us laugh.
We're looking to have an award sponsor package.
Great.
Basically for our event and also headline sponsor. And you can find out about that through our website, pomodsycreatives.com.
Yeah, and we'll share as much as we can also because... I actually won a inspirational award.
You received one.
I've received one. That's right. I'm a recipient. Sorry, I forgot the terminology. And I can honestly say it was the thing that really kind of lit something in me at that time when you're kind of like unsure and I jumped into a new pond. I started a business. Mm. So I can honestly say that being part of the awards or sponsoring them is so important because it really helps women to feel seen in ways that they haven't before.
Right.
And that being seen is really motivational.
And it's an important part of what it is to be human, is to hopefully be in spaces where, because you can't be inspirational in a vacuum, right?
Mm.
But we don't do it enough. We don't take a moment and say, I am because we are.
Yeah.
I've achieved this because you helped me. And we don't enough say also, I see you.
Yeah.
And I want to celebrate you for this moment.
Yes.
Because that is what it is to grow and be human and
and
come against everything else that's trying to take our attention at the moment.
Yes. More celebration, more playfulness, more seeing people, more connection. I'm here for all of it, Ronnie.
Sure.
Thinking about the theme of International Women's Day, it's give to gain. And I wondered, is there any kind of space in your life that you give and kind of what does that give back to you?
Good question. So one of my value systems is to always make sure I try and create in a way that can give to. So Pomodsy is an organization, we're a community interest company, and actually everything we do that gets an income, we gift to another organization. So all funds, profits that we, I say all, I'm not the accountant here, stuff's gonna wring my neck. We always make sure we commit a profit of our takings from the award event, for instance, to a charity. And for the next couple of years, our chosen charity is Haven, which is run by Portsmouth City of Sanctuary. So as an organisation, we do that. We've got a patron account as well.
Yeah.
And we give 10% of our takings to Haven. Our storytelling events, if we got a profit, we give. So everything we do, we kind of make sure.
Yeah, you're giving back. It's built in to what you're doing.
For sure.
Amazing.
For sure. And also personally, I try and live by that because I've got some amazing models who do that in my life, so I try and kind of give time in different ways.
And it's so good for your soul, isn't it? Because the more you give, the more you get.
For sure. It feeds your spirit in ways that you can't always articulate. And gratitude, right?
Yes.
There's nothing,
you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Ba-boom.
Good like segue.
An amazing model of that, just that whole exercise and gratitude and having that in your general psyche is so good for you.
It's just that reciprocity, isn't it? It's that circle. That's sure. what I really love about it. And
yeah.
I only have found like the more that you give something in those, and not in an overgiving in an unboundaried way, but
and not
from,
to the detriment from, of yourself,
yeah,
right?
From your heart. Yeah. It really helps to kind of like keep you topped up and your humanness and all that lovely yes. connection that comes with it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wonder in replacement of the awards, mm-hmm. I know you had your Black History Month. Are there any other events or celebrations you have this year?
For sure. So this year we're focusing on smaller spaces for storytelling. So we have something called the Girls' Night In that we do every few months where we have young people focused storytelling events.
Amazing.
With four or five inspirational people from the city. Our next one is in April, just before the exams, I think. And then we also have something called Kambani, which is a Bantu word, which means come, let us talk.
Oh, wow.
Let us sit together and talk. And that's for the wider community. Our next event for Kambani is the 26th of March.
Great.
The Guildhall have been really kind enough to give us a banqueting suite for that.
Amazing.
And it could either work really well.
Okay.
or not. But I had this crazy idea of thinking, I wonder what it would be like if we collaborated with Portsmouth City of Sanctuary and Kitchen of Hope.
Mm.
And had three different people from three different cultures who are migrants tell their story and have a meal that complemented their culture.
That sounds amazing.
Starters, mains and desserts.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Well, food is such a story right? on its own.
I'm always like, if I get invited somewhere, I'm like, is there food?
Is there food? I hear you.
If there's no food, I'd
Yeah, busy.
I'm all about food. So I think you'll find with every event I do, there has to be food as well. Like the Black History Month as well. I was like, where's the food in the scheduling? So food is...
And it's an opportunity for people to share their hearts with you. I think when you taste like
for sure
the love in food,
for sure.
like it's such a beautiful way
sure.
to connect people and to almost that like breaking bread together and just sitting down having a meal. Like I think that's really special.
So I'm a dance teacher, and I always say to my little ones, it's a primary school dance teacher, and they report back to me because I always say to them. Did your grown up cook dinner and dance at the same time because the food will taste much better?
Yes.
And they always come back. My grandma didn't do the dancing, so the beans and toast weren't that good.
Oh, that's so funny. But it's so true because if you're in a bad mood and you're cooking, it's like you can literally taste it in the food.
Yeah, so that's me. Dance when you're cooking.
And am I right in saying there's something happening at Aspects this year?
For sure. So we wanted to do our own version of celebrating 100, 100 years of Portsmouth. And we realised, because somebody did the maths, like maths isn't my forte. I can dance my way through something.
Yes.
But somebody did the maths and went, Ronnie, do you realise you've got 100 people that were celebrating in the past 7 years? And I was like, oh. What a coincidence.
It's like you planned it.
It's like I planned it.
Yeah. Great.
I've got too many life moments like that where people are really impressed.
It's just
like,
meant to be. Yeah. Like you can just sit back and know that it's all happening as it's supposed to, right?
My business mentor is going to tell me off now because I didn't sound very professional there. But yes, it is like I planned it. So we are going to do an exhibition celebrating those 100 women. You being one of them.
I know, right? How exciting.
Jen Sanchez is going to do the photo shoot.
Amazing.
Of these 100 women. And because I can't do things properly in an orderly way, I thought that maybe we could add in some young people, selecting another 10 inspirational people and then finding a different way to celebrate them as well and add that to the exhibition.
Nice.
I must spare time.
Great. Well, it sounds like a really lovely problem to have, all of this beautiful celebrating and,
what a privilege, right? Yeah. To be overwhelmed by the things that you birth and feel passionate about.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. Yeah. I'm so grateful that I get to get up and be like, okay, this is tricky, but this is something I birthed.
Yeah. And they are all lovely things. It's just the volume of them sometimes that probably catches up with you. But it sounds like in this kind of fallow year, like you said, you've got some new connections and some new ways and different people to support you.
For sure, for sure. And I must say that I'm really grateful for the organisations that have already started to support us. So Girls Night In, for instance, is being sponsored by Fairways Foster.
Amazing.
Fairways Foster Care. They just so on board with us doing that, and that's in collaboration with Shamila as well. Dana, she facilitates the space so beautifully. And the next Kambani event is actually being sponsored by Portsmouth Water. So
amazing.
Really grateful that they can help subsidise the event so we can have things like beautiful performances on the night, because Ronnie drama.
It's kind of like, you know, the sprinkles on the cake, isn't it?
For
when you get people sharing their passion and giving them the space to do that, like never change that part, Ronnie. Yeah. That's like, that's where all the joy is at, I reckon. But it's so nice to hear that these local businesses are seeing you and supporting you.
Yeah, really grateful.
It's amazing. I wonder, as this is going out on kind of International Women's Day week, if there are any women listening that are either thinking of starting a business, they're, you know, maybe aiming for leadership, or they want to make a change, they work for a charity, do you have any wisdom to share with them?
Oh my goodness me, wisdom. Do you know what? It's my birthday on Sunday.
Wow.
And I guess I'm entering the elder stage because I'm about to turn 50, right?
Okay.
So when you said wisdom, I was like, but that's for elders.
Wow, you are wise.
Is there a grown-up in the room? I quite like the theme this year for International Women's Day. Just say it one more time.
Give to gain.
Give to gain. So,
and it actually says it's aiming for gender equality through abundant giving.
Abundant.
I know that word. I know, right? Abundant giving.
So I think for me, and I can only speak for myself, if I was to impart anything, I think it would be to whatever you're creating or wherever you're focusing on, do it, challenge yourself to do it in a way that there's room to give of yourself in it.
Yeah, consider it. In the start, in the beginning, as a value. Like you said, it was a real value for you.
For sure. Baseline.
Yes.
Baseline value system. Like, what is it? And a lot of people will tell you this about me. It's not always the bottom line profit margin, because I'm not that animal. But when I look at creating something, I'm like, who is this going to feed?
Yes, you know? That's beautiful.
Who is this going to feed? And I know the world, some would call that wonderfully naive. The world doesn't always work like that. But I think for me, as a value system, that's served me well.
Yeah. And that's a really beautiful way to think about it. Who is this going to feed? And even just as a little seed of an idea, if you're starting something or creating something, if you can go into it with that, that's a really beautiful place to build from.
For sure. It's not for everybody. Sometimes you just got to make the money, right? But,
yes.
You know, that's, like I say, I'm not very good at that. But,
but you're rich in many other ways. You're rich in the ways that serve you. Yeah.
I'll take that.
I love that, Ronnie. Yeah. I wonder, as we kind of come to a close, who inspires you?
Oh.
I know, big question, right?
So many.
Yeah, is there a woman that you can think of that is inspirational to you, past, present?
At this moment, so many people. Oh my goodness me, I need a moment. Can I only have one?
You can have as many as you like.
Oh, do you know what? My stepdaughter is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Amazing.
She's 8, gonna be 9.
Yeah.
And she's got this beautiful, generous spirit from her dad where she's so forgiving.
Wow, okay.
of my shortcomings with like temperament and energy. And like yesterday I went to pick her up and she says what she thinks. And I had to be like, babes, I'm too tired for this. Can you just give me 5 minutes?
Mm.
And she's like, okay. No offense taken.
Wow.
Scooted off and gave me the whole walk back home. When we got in, she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, do you feel rested now? Because I got lots I need to tell you about.
Oh, she like, waited. Yes,
so I would love to maintain, I would love to learn a little bit more how to be that generous in spirit and also not take things to heart.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
one.
I know.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's so hard, isn't it, to not go there, even just like, you know, reading a message wrong or an email that seems direct. Sometimes
sure,
I find it difficult. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, no, I don't care that much.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
but
good for you.
But there's a part of me that, yeah, that I watch and I was like, you've got so much to teach me. And one of the reasons I fell in love with her dad actually was how she's this tiny little thing, right?
Mm.
When I first met her, she was just turning six. And he's a 6'4" giant.
Okay.
He can be quite intimidating to look at. But if there was moments where she felt there was an injustice, she would come at him. And I was like, wow, what a sense of justice you have that you did not get given the right amount of sweets that were committed to you or whatever it was, you know.
Okay.
And I was like, I love how you've got such a passionate sense of justice, but you're so generous in spirit with everyone.
What a lovely balance.
Yeah.
A lot to learn from also.
Always.
Amazing.
Always.
We're always learning, aren't we?
Yeah. So I'd say her at the moment.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah, and that's a lot for us all to think about in terms of that, like, yeah, that lovely patience and just that
grace.
Level of thought. Yeah, the grace.
I'm going to think about what you need in this moment.
Yeah.
But I'll be back.
Yeah. I'm putting a pin in it, but I will find you.
Yeah, you're going to know about how I did the sit-ups today.
Oh, I love
so,
that.
So, you know, all of that's beautiful.
Thank you. That's a beautiful example. We always like to end with a place in Portsmouth. Mm. I'm going to ask you if there's somewhere that you feel particularly grateful for.
Oh,
so it could be a space, it could be somewhere you visit, it could be a restaurant, it could be your favorite view.
For sure. Do you know what I'm really grateful for at the moment? I've come into the season of my life where I should drive or cycle, even I don't believe in driving in Portsmouth. I should cycle to get to work, but there's something in my spirit that's telling me to walk.
Okay.
That walking bit to work or to places. I do so much walking.
Yeah.
Walking
is thinking, I think.
But also resting in a
different
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
sure. Because you can't send that email. You can try.
Yes.
You can't send that email.
Yes.
So there's so much that is feeding me at the moment with my long walks to and from work or whatever I'm going. And I'm quite loving Milton Park, you know.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Milton Park is that nice little green space to and from work for one of my jobs that makes me pause and take in the changing seasons. Because we've lost our connection to nature.
Yeah.
I don't know why I whispered that. But I'm starting to feel, I think it's my age as well, I'm starting to feel really strongly about reconnecting with the soil a bit more.
Yeah.
And Milton, in the last few months, has kind of spoken, whispered to me about
the change, some great trees in Milton Park.
For sure.
There's some great trees.
So sounds boring, but I'm going to go with Milton Park.
No, I love that. And like you say, I think anytime you're in that kind of green space, I think it's so like restorative. It's so good for you. It can really help give you a little mini recharge.
For sure.
So, no, I'm with you. I'm in my tree loving era.
Are
so,
you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You must. Oh, sorry, I'll tell you off screen. There's a book I'd recommend to you about a tree that watches life evolve over centuries.
Wow, okay.
Imagine what trees could say.
What they've seen, yeah.
If they could talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, well, we'll talk about trees after this. I just wanted to thank you for your time and your energy today, Ronnie. It's been a real joy to chat to you, to learn what Pomodity is about, what it's up to, and really great for anyone listening to, you know, ways that they can get involved if they'd like to. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time. Really privileged.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.